Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week, we're starting a new story series by Jennifer Smith, who you can follow on Medium.com or on Twitter at Chapel Hill Billy, and that's Billy with an I. And here is A Love Story of Sorts, a serial memoir. Episode 1. Traffic was horrible. To make matters worse, I happened to be stopped right next to the Purina factory, so it smelled like I was sitting in a giant bag of dog food. I picked at the cracked leather on the steering wheel of my beat-up 91 Cherokee. Desperate for traffic to start moving, I played the events of the day over and over again in my head as I sat. And sat. On the I-70 corridor outside of Denver, Colorado. I'd been making copies, minding my own business, when he came into the copy room and said, "Hi," with a big cheesy grin on his face. "You're awful smiley considering the way you left last night." "Hey," I said. I avoided eye contact and tried to ignore my pounding heart that threatened to burst out of my chest. "What, the copy machine upstairs doesn't work?" I asked in my bitchiest voice, still avoiding eye contact. He was an engineer and worked on the second floor. I worked in marketing on the first floor. There was no reason for him to be making copies in the sales and marketing office unless... "Nope, it's down. You done yet?" he asked, still smiling. "I want to punch you." "Yep. Just a sec," I said. Still no eye contact. Something was strange, or was it similar? I couldn't put my finger on it. I finished the last copy, took my stack of paper, and headed back to my cube without saying goodbye. "Jennifer!" he called out all sing-songy. "What is it?" I turned around glaring. "You forgot your original." I wanted to smack that grin off his face. As he stretched his arm out to give me the paper, it finally hit me. He was wearing the same clothes as the day before, the clothes that I'd bought him. They were wrinkled as if he'd slept in them, or as if they were in a heap on the floor all night, and he threw them on and ran out the door because he was late for work. Now I really felt sick, and for some unknown reason, I felt the need to get to the bottom of the wardrobe issue. I had a bad habit of pressing issues that I knew wouldn't bode well for me in the end. "So, why are you wearing the same clothes as yesterday?" I asked, trying to hide the trepidation in my voice. "What do you mean?" he asked. "You know what I mean. Why are you wearing the same clothes as yesterday? Is your washing machine broken?" I repeated the question. Not that I'm aware of. But since you ask, I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't go home last night." I felt like my heart was going to break, or maybe I'd throw up right there on his shoes. "Oh," I said, certain that my displeasure was now in plain sight. "Where did you go after you left my place?" "I stopped by Wings on my way home, and after a few drinks I went home with Julie," he said, without skipping a beat, like he was talking to one of his buddies. Ouch! Julie was the girl bartender at Wings, our after-work watering hole. She was pretty, though I hated to admit it, but she was kind of big. Not the fat kind of big, more like the volleyball player kind of big. She had big hair, too, which seemed appropriate for a girl tending bar in Aurora, Colorado. I think they'd had a fling before we started dating, though he never admitted to it. There could be no other reason for the dagger looks she threw at me every time we went to happy hour. "Lovely," I sighed. Tears welled in my eyes. Just as he knew exactly how to make me feel the best I'd ever felt, he also had the uncanny ability to make me feel the worst I'd ever felt. And with that little nugget of shit, I turned around and headed back to my cube. The clock on my computer read 4:45. Close enough. I'm out of here.
"What an ass!"
I yelled, hitting the steering wheel with my hand. If I ever needed a cigarette, now would have been the time. Traffic finally started to move. Well, that erases any doubts. It's over. Now what the fuck am I going to do about this baby? I pondered the life of my unborn child as I made my way to 11th and Logan. As I pulled up to my building, a searing pain in my gut bent me in half. My forehead smacked into the worn part of the steering wheel, subtly pinching my skin just enough to annoy me. What the fuck? I clutched my stomach and struggled to breathe. The pain was hot and sharp, but it came and went quickly. I didn't think much of it and made my way up to the 6th floor. I entered my apartment and noticed the clock on the far wall. It read 5:34. I'm starving. No wonder people get so fat when they're pregnant, I said aloud, staring inside the barren wasteland that was my refrigerator. John will be home soon. Maybe he'll spring for a pizza. I shook my head in defeat, shuffled into my bedroom, and collapsed onto the futon that doubled as my bed. How did I get here? Clothes were strewn about. The overflowing ashtray sat on the sill by the slightly cracked window, even though I hadn't smoked for 13 days. The alarm clock flashed. 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock. This scene was the perfect metaphor for my life. What a pathetic life. So tired that I couldn't sleep, I went to the kitchen to pour a glass of water, wishing it was wine. As I searched for a clean glass, the same searing pain ripped through my body so fast it brought me to my knees. It was as if Cupid's arrow that had once pierced my heart was now being ripped out of my belly, sideways. I tried to get up, but my weakened body wouldn't allow it. I clawed my way into the living room, found the phone, and dialed my brother John's number. I lay on the floor with the phone cradled in the nook between my ear and my shoulder, a busy signal, my heart pumping in time with each grating beep, 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 and before I knew what was happening, I faded to white. If you enjoyed this story, please let me know. If you'd like to hear more serial stories like this, please become my patron. You can go to my Podbean website and just press the button, Be My Patron. Or I also have set up a site on Patreon, and you can go there and be a patron too. Thanks so much for listening, and next week we'll continue with episode 2.